Okay, I'd like to finish it today, Be'ez Hashem, Simkuf Tzarifov, the last couple of sifrim that we have, so maybe tomorrow we'll just have a Pesach. But really, the last couple of sifrim to finish the simon really brings it to the end in a certain sense of Hilchos Nida, because the last few simonim have to do more with tevila. Obviously, it's part of Hilchos Nida, but it has to do with more with tevila and the mikveh, the dinim of tevila bizman mitzvah, dinim chatzitza, Chafifa, the preparation, the Birchas HaTevilah, that's really the last couple of simonim. So this is the end, more or less, of the Hilchos Nida. So we're discussing the fact that before starting the Shira Mikiyim, as we learned, Yash has to wait for a number of days, a question in the Gemara exactly how long. The concern, of course, based on the psukim relating to Matan Torah, the Gemara Shabbos, that we saw that the din of a poleta, so the woman for 3 days, is considered the poleta shechazer. If she had relations, that's why the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want husband and wives to be with each other 3 days before Matan Torah. So there won't be tahor, time for Matan Torah. And the question in the Gemara, Machlokas Tanaim, exactly what does it mean 3 days? Does it mean simply on the third day? The Tibbalas of Azariah says, so it doesn't have to be that many units of time. Measure the units of time in terms of an ona, which is 12 hours. Similar to Ono, we discussed much earlier in the year. So, according to Blazer Nazariah, it can be either two, three, or four Onos, depending upon when on that first day they had Tashrish, because let's say they had Tashrish on Thursday, Matan Torah was Shabbos, that's for sure. Okay, and Machlokas, whether it was the sixth of Sivan or the seventh of Sivan, but Matan Torah was on Shabbos, so they had the Tashrish on Thursday, so Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, the third day, should become Tahara on Shabbos. And that's a question, depending when on Thursday, the very beginning of the day of Thursday, or the, which we call, let's say, Wednesday night, Halachic Thursday, or the end of Halachic Thursday, Thursday afternoon, late in the day. So anyway, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel agreed, that it's also a matter of days. The only thing is, Rabbi Shmuel said it's not after, it's not on the third day, but after 3 days, on the fourth day. So according to him, it would end up being, again, depending upon when the Hatashmish would be either four or five or six onos, depending again, whether they had Wednesday, very beginning of Halachic Wednesday, we call it Tuesday night after dark, or late in the day Wednesday, or late Wednesday afternoon. Again, we'll make the same focus. That's a Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And that's a Elizabeth Zion and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva said it had nothing to do with days. It's a matter of units of time. It's a matter of onos. And he said five onos. Then we had a fourth opinion. The Chacham said six onos, at least according to the Girsa that we have. Six onos. Six onos is six units of 12 hours, 72 hours. Okay, six times 12 is 72. So we have to be said, that's how we paskin, even though not everyone had that Girsa. We saw certainly not all the Rishonim paskin that way, but the Rov of the Rishonim paskin that way. That's the din that was brought in the Shofar. You have to wait 72 hours. The only thing is that 72 hours will often land you in the middle of a halachic day. So it could be that, let's assume that they had the Tashmish on in the case that we discussed last time on Saturday night. Let's say they had Tashmish on Saturday night at 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. So that 72 hours brings you to Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, which is halachic Wednesday ready. So that brings you to now. The 72 hours are up on Tuesday night / Wednesday. But you can't count Wednesday now as the first issue in the Kiyam because she's Paletta as part of Wednesday, part of Halachic Wednesday. So therefore, she wouldn't be able to start till Wednesday night, /Thursday. And that's the din. So the 72 hours end up adding up in terms of calendar to 4 days. And that's how the Mechaber Paskin. So Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait 4 days. They begin counting the issue in the Kiyam after 4 days. You saw this, the Ashkenazic Rishonim, and there are more Choshev for this. In the 4 days, really turns into 5 days because of a possible mistake with regards to Bein HaShemashas. Maybe she'll think that they have had Tashmish on Bein HaShemashas. In our example case, they have Tashmish Bein HaShemashas Saturday night into Sunday, let's say Shabbos into Motzei Shabbos. And she'll think that they'll think it was really daytime. It really wasn't daytime. It was really ready Bein HaShemashas. Already the next day, that'll mess up the counts. You got to add an extra day to worry about that Chashash. And that's how we have the practice among Ashkenazim, is to wait 5 days before counting, 5 days before counting the Shiva Nekiyim. And then we had some discussions yesterday, and I mentioned again, you can look in the Sfarim, are there any room for leniency there? Where Amor kind of says it's sort of a low plug. Okay, it's kind of a low plug that even though, let's say, she didn't have, she didn't have Tashmish. Let's say she knows she didn't have Tashmish, right? Or we discussed, what if the husband's out of town? What if it's the day was Yom Kippur? It was Tisha B'Av. It was he was an Avela, so she was an Avela. Whatever other circumstances, you know. So we mentioned that last time, and that's all continue now with that issue, which relates to the last couple of sifrim here in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. So take a look. The first of the sources, the Smack Sefer Mitzvah Cotton Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Gimel, has the following interesting case. Smack says, let's say the woman made a mistake, an honest mistake. She counted the Shiva Nakiyam and her count was off. Her count was off. She got mixed up. She taught B'minyan Yom Echad, B'tavla B'shimsha. Okay, and she realized that she'd only, you know, she went to the mikveh. She just got mixed up with the dates. And by the way, it's not, I don't say it's common, but it's not difficult, especially, you know, if it was, let's say now, it was Pesach, and it was Friday night, and the Shabbat, just got mixed up in her count, you know, she got mixed up, and so she went to the mikveh, one out of Chalamayit, let's say, next week, and then realized, afterwards, she came home, she went to the mikveh, she had a relation with her husband, and then she realized, oh no, I didn't wait Shiva Nakim, it was only six, I was supposed to go mikveh until Wednesday night, I went Tuesday night, and she made a mistake. So it says, Tzricha lahamtin vav onos shlemos. She's going to have to wait now six onos, because now she's poleta. Since she had a relation with her husband, she came back to the mikveh. They both thought she was okay. So now for the six onos, however the six onos adds up, I won't point that now, but for the moment, with the six onos, she has to wait now six onos. Okay, zeh gimel yom, and that's what the smak says, 3 days, okay. But achar timne yom echad nochi. You know, she now has to make up that missing seventh day from the Shiva Nakiyam. She doesn't have to start over again the Shiva Nakiyam. She didn't have her period. She didn't bleed. She just had Tashmish. So she needs another Yom Naki, right? She doesn't need to start. It's not like that she discovered Dam during the Shiva Nakiyam, because she didn't. She had, there's no Dam involved at all. She just had a relation with her husband. So now she's Poletas. Okay, but she doesn't have any Riz Dam, so she doesn't need the Shiva Nakiyam over again. The 6 days that she had, as she counted the count, perfectly good Shisha Nakiyam, she needs one more. So she'll have to, but she can't count the one more till after 3 days have passed since she had Tashmish. Now the 3 days become, let's say, 4 days, you know, based on the, you know, because you can't count it as Yom Nukh, because it'll end up being 4 days, like the Mechaber says. Okay, so she'll have to wait before counting that extra Yom Nukh. So that's what it means. Okay, that's the situation. Okay, that's that case. However, then he adds, and Smak adds. You understand the case? You're right, everyone got the case. Right? So she needs to make up one more Yom Noki, but any day when she's Poleta, it's not a Yom Noki. Again, it's not Soser for Shiva Nakiyam because she didn't say any Dam. Right? The issue of Poletas prevents her. The fact that she pulled up the ship was there prevents her from counting that next day or any day as Yom Naki until the 3 days of the Poleta ship was there. Oh, then she counts Yom Naki and goes to the mikveh again. Fine. Okay, now, Achstira de la Acher Shiva, Kagon Shalotobla Koroi Vashimsha, Arezi Tovelas Bechol Eis. However, let's say something else happened. Let's say she went counted 7 days. And then it turned out there was a problem with the tefillah. It was a problem with the tefillah. She went home and had to raise her husband, so on and so forth. And then they told her that the water was, there wasn't enough water in the mikveh, something happened, it wasn't connected, or the mikveh, she didn't go under all the way, or she had some kind of a chatzitza, whatever it is, some problem. Okay? So then, harezu tovelas b'chol eis. She doesn't have to wait. Even though she had a relation with her husband, she'll have to go back to the mikveh to redo the tefillah. Okay? But she doesn't have to wait any days. Why? Because she doesn't need a Yom Naki. It's true she's Poletas, okay, but it doesn't matter. Okay, she had Shiva Nakiyam. She doesn't make up any Yom Naki. She just has to redo the Tefillah. She can redo the Tefillah while she's a Poletas, okay, in terms of help was needed. So therefore, he's a developed Poletas. That's what the Smak writes. So he also says over here, you understand that there's something wrong with Tefillah, she's going to make that anytime, you know, again, anytime she wants. She doesn't need another Yom Naki. Okay, the Beis Yosef quotes this smak here in our Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav and our Sif Yud Beis too. The Kol Mokim, the only thing is he asks the following question. I have a question again. He quotes the smak. I didn't print that, but we just saw the smak. But he quotes this smak in the Reish Tzadi Gimel. He asks the following question. Beis Yosef, the Kol Mokim he klameda chechid star if yom shiva imashish v'shom ha beinan shiu kol hashiva nakiyam ritzufim. We learned the other day. Remember, the shiva nakiyam have to be consecutive. Right here, they're not consecutive. In this first case of the smak, Okay, he says, okay, let her wait a couple of days to remove the problem of poletas, and then go to the mikveh to make up the one missing yom naki. But that yom naki is going to be separated from the other six nakiyim by the 3 days that she has to wait for poletas. And then we learn, we had another case also like this, where it seemed to fly in the face of this rule that the Shiva Nakim had to be Ritzufim. I may mention it, so we come back to it. Here we are. Nisiv Achar Titar, remember we had the other day. It says that we learned based on a Gzeiras HaKosev, the Gemara says, that the Shiva Nakim have to be consecutive. So the Ritzufim, so what happened here? How does this work? So Yesh Nisiv Akasha. He tells his question against the Smak's case. Where's the consecutiveness? So Yesh Lomer Dahi Lomer Shalom Te Tuma Zibam of Sekis Benayim. Shem Rasa Benayim Pam Achaz Abu Mishal Ois and Tzvika Lishmi Mishum Dam Zeh Ali Yom Echad So Seres Kol Mashah Sofer Kodol Tehim Tzvika Zbor Bechad Shivin Akim Abu Hefzik Plait the Shivin Akim Zeh Ali Oich Paslan. No, the only concern about the Shivin Akim being consecutive means there can be no day of Riyas Dam in between. Now, if she sees Riyas Dam on the third day, so now she doesn't just have to wait till that stops. Now she can pick up the count again. That's what means it's to be consecutive, right? Consecutive means shelo tehe tuma ziva nida ziva slash nida mafsekes beneim. Okay, then even though she only had a little bit of dam and that got rid of it, too bad. That's also the whole 7 days. You got to start over again. That's when we say the 7 days have to be consecutive. But Plato Sukhazera and Loch Mathon. That's what the Beis Yosef says. So that's how we rule here in the Shulchan Aruch, source three. Shulchan Aruch here in Simakut Sarivov, Sif Yud Beis, in Tosa, Beminyan, Yom Echad, Betavlo, Beshimsho, Utsricha, Lahamtin, Sheish Onos, Slemos, six full Onos. Again, it comes out to 4 days. Bacharkach Timne, Yom Echad, not give it Titbol. So the Chaver Paschim is like this smack. In the Beis Yosef, he has the cash against the smack, but he hits with the cash. So he's comfortable with the smock, so that's how the Mechaber Paskins here in Sivya Bay. Yeah, good, clear. Comes the Taz, and he points out, Taz, it's not only the case, let's say she was off, not by 1 day, she was off by 2 days, or by more than 2 days. So the Taz points out, some Kutzad of Sukkot Taz, Pasha to Adinam Mishneyom. It's not a din in one, even 2 days, okay, or more, theoretically. Okay, she timna achar shishonos out beizam. If she realized her count was off in terms of shivin akim by 2 days, all right, it's the same thing. She'll wait six onos to remove the problem of plaita shekhazera, and then she'll have two more days. Why did I mention one? He says the kula halah urchalamita. Okay, not good. We're not dealing with a fool here. How far off are you going to be? I'm going to say, oh, really? I thought it was 7 days off. Really, only 3 days off. Come on. It's not. You can be off by 1 day, you know, maybe go off by 2 days. Even after that, the Taz said, even to say you're off by 2 days is somewhat of a stretch. You know, the 1 day a person can make a mistake, you know, but it comes a point where you assume, beyond a certain point, you don't make a mistake. It's like, not the same thing, but this, we're talking about Dikas Chometz, you know, the Gemara says, Adam Tov B'Shah Achas. Right? Why the Chacham? You have to midday and Erev Pesach. Then you're already coming. So the Mechar Rabbanu made it earlier. Why? Because it said Adam taught person can make a mistake. You know, 1 hour, 2 hours. Then no one's going to think at 6 o'clock in the morning that it's already midday. There comes a point after which a person is not going to make that kind of an error. So that's what Taz is pointing out here. Okay, that's a practical point. So quote Yud, the Taz adds. Okay, like we explained before, right? The days when she's poletas can't count as a yom naki, right? They can't count as nikias. Okay, now then he has the same kasha Beis Yosef. Yes, he says, what do you mean? The question we come up in lahatzus hadisim is good. We learned to be in the shuvah tzufin, they got to be seven consecutive. The kan masekas make plate zera. He says the plate shuvah zera ain't so. So I'm afraid, right? Like the Beis Yosef said, the plate shuvah zera does not undo. Undo the 7 days, that's not considered a soser. It's only dam. Okay, it's only dam. The problem is they can't count as a yom naki, but they don't count as a riyas dam. That's what Taz is emphasizing. In other words, the days when she's polet the shibazera don't count as a yom naki. That's why you got to wait for them to pass. But they don't uproot the whole thing because it's not a riyas dam. Okay, and then he says, there ain't lomar, this is something we had at the very beginning. Okay, then we talked about, way back when, we talked about the masked hargosha. Right, I think that's what I call it, hidden on Hargosha, right, back in the Kuf Tzadik Gimel. So the Taz points that out. He says, Maybe maybe we can ask Shema Ross about also on Shisha Onus Dam Ella Shechifo Shichva Zera. Can the Isa Simon Sadi Gimel Be'ilas Mitzah? Remember we had that case where the maybe the woman had a re'iyah, she didn't notice it because she was having a relationship with her husband, so that you know the Zera kind of covered it up. So maybe we should be choshish for that. Okay, maybe it was Dam. Okay, when I first presented this, I mentioned that point, but now we're here, right? Here the Taz is Tana. Concern about plate the Shikhlazera, maybe should also maybe those down that was covered up by the Shikhlazera. Okay? So the answer is no, that was told by Bilas Mitzvah, the Hossam Shiny Shadomim, the Tsuyaba Mahmas Haba'ilu. There, the pressure of the Ba'ilu and so on is perhaps is more dumb, and therefore that she didn't notice it. But that's not no good here. Here it was just Shikhlazera. Okay, that's the Taz. All right? Now the Shach points out a very important point, it's important called Gimel. Because I didn't say it, but look at the Ramah, we said the Smach's case, again, the case. A woman made a mistake by one day, her count was off, she went to the mikveh a day early, and now realized it afterwards, after she already had a relation with her husband, and now she has to go back and go to the mikveh on the correct day, a day later, she's got to make up that missing day, yeah? So, or 2 days, whatever, she has to make up the missing day. So, but before she does that, she has to wait the 6 onos. Now, the 6 onos translate into 4 days, that's what the Chabar says. The Ramah, will the Ramah's Chumrah of waiting 5 days apply in this case too? And after all, they did have Tashmish, right? Will the Ramah's Chumrah, that the 6 onos get translated into 5 days, that extra day that we have, that low plug we talked about yesterday, right? Will that apply here too? So the Shach in Sukkot Chav Gimel says no. Okay, the Shach here, Source 5, Sukkot Chav Gimel. Shema Kiflot, we give me a Mashach or Tashmish, right? Fine. She's Boletas for 3 days. Okay. Fine. But look what he says towards the end. O Mashma, third line, the Hacha, Lo Nahagina Lahachma Mishum Gzer de Menashmashas. Okay. But Tovelas Miarach or Daladya. The Shach says that the Ramos Chumrah, the Ashkenazi's Chumrah, of the extra day, the 5th day, does not apply over here. Okay, but here everyone will agree. It's 4 days, and Yom Echad Nafkin Hanu Achar Heyavim. Why? Because the Lo Shchiach Shetitim Minu Lo Shchiach Lo Gazer Abanim. This whole thing is again a Chumra on top of Chumra. It's Milso Lo Shchiach. You want to say first of all, it's the fact that a woman's going to mix up her count is itself a Milso Lo Shchiach, and she's going to mix up the count, and they will have had Tashmish Mena Shmoshes. That far we don't have to go. You follow that? That's the so. Therefore, you have the regular 4 days, Mechaber's 4 days. That's what Shach says that the what's it called the Ramos Chumrah, the Ashkenazi's Chumrah of 5 days, a low plug. Yeah, but it doesn't apply in this case. That's the Shach. Yeah, you see why? I mean, he says because the Milso Shlicha, the whole thing is a Chumrah, right? It's a Chumrah that she's going to make a mistake on a whole count. Okay, that's a Chumrah. And here I'm going to agree that it's 5, and that's how it's 4 days, not 5. That's how Tarsus Shalom says.
Rabbi,
yeah.
More than that, though, if she only goes to the mikvah at night, so then you wouldn't have the case of being a shmashmash.
But that's a problem anyway, right? That's also true.
Or less of an issue.
Yeah, Enochalam wouldn't come up. Yeah. Okay, so that's the shock. Tarsus Shalom agrees. Okay. No, but you could have said it's a low pull sort of. But that's the point. It's the Torah Shalom also there. It's a low plug. The low cost of a Rav Gam Bekan there to be a Shmoshim. Since the Ramah didn't pipe up here and say anything, right? The Ramah did not say anything on this statement of the Chaver. So the Torah Shalom says also, since the Ramah didn't say anything like he did in the previous Sif in Yeralev, then Mashma the Hachalo Gazvin and Kulahai Mishum the Rav Mishum the Havah Milchad Shchicha Kachin Chas Hashach. Okay, that's the same idea. Okay. Now, then, okay, good. Now, in Source 7, the Shulchan continues, same Sif Yud Beis, the rest of the Sif says, however, Achstir Shal Achashiv, the second part of the Smak, back in Source 1, the second part of the Smak, where she had the full 7 days, Shivan Akim, no question about it, no problem with Shivan Akim. It turned out there was a problem with the Tvila, she'd have to be Tobel again. So here, the Shulchan says, in the second half of Sif Yud Beis, in 7, Achstir Shal Achashiv, Kigon Shal Tobel, Korb Shimshu, then Harezu Tobelas, B'choleis. Okay? All right. So in connection with this, the Taz makes the following comment. Again, she can just go to the mikveh again and finish. All right? And the Taz explains. It's like we said. source 8, right? The Taz of Kotnir Av says, Harehi kvar sofa shivanakim. Rak shemuchaseres tevil. Obviously, she had her full shivanakim. It doesn't make up any days. There's no shivanakim. There was no lack of a yom naki. There was no dam, no nothing. So you go to mikvah right away. Then he brings up something else. Okay, the Taz does. Okay. So again, she can go to the mikvah right away, even though she had tashin already, and so on and so forth. Okay, and he brings up something else. So actually, Tmiya Rabba Basif Zed, the general question, brings up over here. Okay, and I don't really want to go into that, so I'll make you aware of it. All right, there is a concern. There's such a thing by Geirus called Havchana. Havchana. Okay, something called Havchana. Now, Havchana, it means you have a situation where a ger, or a ger and her husband become, a woman and her husband become gerim. So it says, Mafrishim osa tzadiyom, havkin min zereshin, is a beklusha, is a zereshin, is a shalom beklusha. Okay? Why don't we do the following? Okay? We're concerned, we have a din with regard to gerim. Again, I want to Taz ask a specific question here, which I'll get to in a second. But we have a din by Havchana that, that when somebody converts, which they shouldn't marry for 90 days or 3 months after, or if they're married already, you know, they shouldn't be with the spouse for 3 months after the gerus. Okay, why? Because we want to make sure she's not pregnant from before the gerus. Okay, and we discussed already 3 months is the time and so on and so forth. So why? Because we want to make sure, we want to know when was this child conceived. If she has a baby, we want to know, was this child conceived before the gerus? Okay, or was this child conceived after the gerus? It's called, it's a thing called horosa shelo b'kedusha, leidasa b'kedusha. Right, so it was pregnant. Now, what difference it makes is not for now, but we want to know that it's a zera shenizah b'kedusha, as opposed to zera shelo b'kedusha. It's certainly conceivable that a married woman who converts is pregnant without realizing it. I mean, she didn't realize she's pregnant early on. Okay? And the problem is, why can't you just figure out 9 months? Yeah, but sometimes babies are born before 9 months. And sometimes babies, we won't know whether this baby was born was a 9 month full term baby, meaning, you know, she obviously didn't become pregnant. She may become pregnant before. Let's say she has the baby 7 months after the gerus. Okay? So then we can say, okay, so obviously this baby was conceived before the gerus. Well, not obvious, because sometimes babies are born in the 7th month. Okay, so therefore, maybe this baby is after. So therefore, to make a distinction, we simply have them mafresh 90 days, 3 months, and then we'll know that they didn't have tashrin. So if she has the baby, then Taka will know she has the baby 7 months later. We'll know that it's a baby that was orosa shebekdusha. The conception took place already after the gerus. You follow? That's a special din by gerus. So Taz wonders, why don't we say the same thing here? Because there's such a concept called a ben hanidah. Concept called the Ben Hadibo. That's what the Taz wonders. Why don't we say over here, all right, maybe we should, if this happens, this mistake happens, you know, that there was a problem with the Tevila. There's a problem with the Tevila. So it turns out retroactively, right, or retrospectively, that she had a relationship with her husband, she wasn't allowed. So she became pregnant through that union, through that act of Tashmish. So now you're going to have a baby that was born when the mother was in Ida. True, it wasn't on purpose, but okay. Right, that's the concern. Now, there were always, there's always an issue. There's sometimes issues we call a Ben Hanida. Okay, not quite. A Ben Hanida is perhaps has a certain stigma attached to it and so on. It's an important issue. I mean, we're not going to it now, but the whole discussion, Hilchos Mikvos, with certain types of rivers and natural bodies of water, what natural bodies of water count towards the mikveh, which don't. Rivers, lakes, and stuff, you know. I have a shear on it, but when you talk, if you want to listen to it, just an overview of those issues. You know, what water, you know, can be told on a river, a lake. And anyway, so it may depend on the time of year, all kinds of different things. So the Rabbeinu Tam is a kula, which allows you to use the rivers, okay? And the Mordechai writes that not every town accepted that kula of Rabbeinu Tam, all right? And therefore, they wouldn't let their children, their sons, marry girls from that town. Okay, or what about the daughters? Marry boys in that town because they're b'nai and b'nos neither. Okay.
Is Rebbe planning on talking about mikvah, these kinds of things later in the year when we talk about more about mikvahs? Or
we're not really doing hilchos mikvahs. We could talk about this. I'll see if there's time. Okay, but eventually I do have a couple of overview shiurim, and if you want makaris, I can send them to you also. On the topic of I think I have probably two or three shiurim that I gave Stam, on mikvahs. We'll see. The answer, we'll see. Let's see what the schedule is. It's not really part of the quote unquote curriculum. Okay, that doesn't mean I'm opposed to doing it, but maybe we can do a shiur on it. Okay, not a bad idea. Okay, thank you. To give it over. If you're interested, if guys are interested, maybe after we finish, we have a couple of days kind of in between. We'll do it. Okay, but anyway, so. Lamar Hulberg disagreed. He said there's no issue. It's not really a problem, Ben Anita, in that situation. Even though it's true, Ben Atam had a kula, but the evidence one agrees with Ben Atam, and so on and so forth. Okay, so this issue I mentioned very end yesterday. I realized I didn't make it very clear. Okay, but the issue of artificial insemination when it's mutter. Okay, in a certain circumstance of artificial insemination, it's a lot to be permissible. So usually they want to inject the zera right before she ovulates, okay? And the issue is she may begin ovulating right after the Shiva Nikiyim, okay? And therefore the doctor wants to inject it during the Shiva Nikiyim. So is that considered like an act of tashmish, right? That's part of the issue, okay? So we assume halachat not. Most possibly assume that there's no issue because there's no issue, it's not issue beer with any, there's no active intercourse. Even though Zera is being inserted into her, in that sense it's similar to intercourse, it's similar to Tashmish, but not, there's no act, there's no physical act of Tashmish. Right, not everyone agrees with that, but that's a motion.
Are you saying Alts Ben Hanida or Alts Polata Shechva Zera?
One second, so first Alts Ben Hanida. Okay, uh-huh. First Alts Ben Hanida, again, some, well, first Alts and Issa beer altogether, right? There's any issue here. So again, most posts assume that it's okay. It's not a violation of any Yisr Bia with Anita because no Maisr Bia. The result is that there's now Zera in her as a result of this procedure, but it's not called a Maisr Bia. That's how most assume. I think that the Rishat world disagree with the Moshe on this, but anyway, that's why Moshe allows, theoretically you can use the Zera of another person. It's not considered a violation of Bia. Okay, not a violation of, Lotinov. Anyway, but does this? Will this? Okay, maybe it's not. It's not a problem of Bias Nida. Not a problem of Ben Hanida. But if they do this during the Shiva Nikiyim, will there be a problem of Polata Shechva Zera? Because now has Zera inserted into her? You hear the question? If she has this procedure, so the Zera is inserted. Will there be a problem of Polata Shechva Zera? It'll delay the completion of the Shiva Nikiyim. Okay, now most poskim say no, and it's, you could argue, right? The dinner polata shechva zera now applies. She didn't have any actual bia, and there was no iser involved whatsoever. But practically speaking, she's had zera inserted into her, and now zera is possibly going to come out. So therefore, should be a problem polata shechva zera. Again, most poskim assume not, because the way it's usually done is there's nothing to ooze out. The zera is inserted directly into the uterus, and it doesn't go through the canal or anything like that. So there's nothing to ooze out. Okay, so it's just inserted directly, and therefore, that's another case where she wouldn't be politician was there. Okay, however, there are some who who are choshish for that, and who suggested that maybe she should go to mikveh twice. Okay, she should go to if the one knows this procedure is being done. She should go to the mikveh after the 7 days of nida doraisa. After the 7 Doraisa days, so I'll call upon him Doraisa, when she has the artificial insemination, it's not while she's in need, Doraisa. So therefore, she goes to the mikveh to remove that problem after the 7 days, and then afterwards, after the Shiva Nikiyim. But anyway, that's the that's just an issue. What's that?
When does she make the bracha?
It's a good question. I don't imagine she make. No, she wouldn't make the. I imagine she'd not make the bracha the first time. I'm not sure. Not sure.
I would have thought for maybe you could say Fakaret. Should that make
the first time because the rice? Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Right, anyway, I mentioned at the end yesterday, but I realized I didn't make it so clear. So that's the issue with artificial insemination. But it comes up here, that's what Taz is talking about here. It's a Kotnin Yanalim. So it's, hey, again, I don't want to belabor the point, but he says, why isn't there a problem here, you know, of this woman in the case of the smack, right? In the case of Shulchan Aruch here. If she ended up that she had to be with her husband when she was an Eidah, maybe she would be a problem with Ben Hanidah. Okay, so why don't we make them now do this Havchana? He says you don't require it. He says not, okay, because there was no nearly the Hachim Arab Ishabala Bala Matsula Kodam was there. Nimsa Shane Shah Khanakhana. Do me the Isha Shanet Talabala Shane Tsuchli. Other cases where there's no requirement to have Khana because it's always with the husband, okay, and he has other reasons. But he says, Torah Chir Lamaisa. That's an interesting question. I don't want to go into
here. Rabbi, in the case of Ben Anita, nothing changes. Like, it's not like the offspring can't marry, you know, Kohen.
Right, correct. No, but it's
just correct. Like Pagum Bemidosa, right? Like yes, the Rashba. Correct. But
okay, but you try to avoid it. Still try to avoid it. Again. But anyway, in the Kurta Kesef says there's no, you know, I mean, in the Kurta Kesef, the Shach, Philip says more or less what you're saying. You look in Source 9, the Shach and the Kurta Kesef, and it's Taz. Says Lo Kasha Midi, the Hasam Kevin Shinizah Shlomik Dusha Lavi Shol Tomahu. That's what you're saying. In the other case, you know, he's conceived as a goy. So that's an issue. The Kiddush is Yisrael. The Kamadinim Cholakum Yisrael. The Kamen, right? Avahocha Filu Nol Ben Amida Kamen of the Kosher. Right. That's basically what you're saying. So that's how the Shah dismisses the whole problem. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to mention it because it's an interesting thing. All right. Now another issue. The Piskei Tshuva in Sukkot and Gimel, back in Sukkot and Gimel, has a suffix from the Milt Stocker. Okay? It has a suffix from the Milt Stocker, another type of toes, another type of mistake that's only made. Okay? The case is that Isha Shemota Kesem, Yimei Libuna. Okay? And then she did a Hesektara and started all over again. Okay? And, you know, okay, that's what she's supposed to do, right? She found the kesem, and you know, she started again. But one of her friends told her, "Amar lo chavurusteho." Source 10, the second line. "Biyom amokah she gam ala kesem tzvichol hamtim echadosh heyomim." She had to wait the 5 and then the 7 again. A mistake, okay? And therefore, she all right. So chazalov she ksonah shol hanichtam bekama ksonim. So she okay. She's going to wait the 5 days. She wasn't going to waste her white garments on those 5 days, because those don't count for the Shemini Kim anyway. Okay? So she had a garment which wasn't so clean, there were ksumim. And then after a couple of days, someone else told her your friend made a mistake. She had to start the 5 those days. These days didn't count for the Shemini Kim. Okay? She ain't sorry for Hamtim and Hamtim and Chodesh Hayyamim. Shaylee, Mishraelim knows Shemini Kim, Mipsikas Taras Rishona. Okay? Or is the problem she didn't wear white garments and so on and so forth. Okay? So, You had a case. That's the Miltzlokas case. A funny case. She made a mistake, or her friend made a mistake. When she found a kesem, her friend told her she has to wait 5 days before starting the seven, which isn't true. It's not true. She all right. That's what her friend told her. Her friend seemed to be knowledgeable. So during those days, she didn't wear white garments. And now, then they realize if you have to wait 5 days, what are you talking about? The question is whether you can count those days as a Shiva Nakim, those couple of days when she was wearing non-white clothes, because she didn't think it was counted toward the Shiva Nakim. She told it was part of the 5. And then after 2 of those days, she said, what are you talking about? You don't have to count over again. Let these days count for the Shiva Nakim. Okay? So the Miltzdoke concludes that you can't. You have to do Machmer. Okay? That's basically the conclusion. He said these days cannot count towards the Shiva Nakim. All right? And really, he says there are 2 parts of the question. All right, can those days count? Because, you know, it basically boils it down to 2 issues. Okay, there are two real issues over here. All right, one is there was a Hesek Hadas. Okay, there was a Hesek Hadas in the Shiva Nakim. Right, she intentionally did not, you know, count Shiva Nakim. She stopped it. And now we had a whole discussion. Remember earlier in the year with the Shalah, you know, you actually have to count. Yom Yom. All right, so we the Mavihuda disagrees, but we still say you have to be alert. You have to be aware that it's a Shiva Nakim. That but to count like serious Omer Yom Yom whatever. So that we assume a halacha not like the Shalah, but that you have to be on top of things. So this woman was not really on top of it, because for these couple of days, when she gave up, she, okay, I can't start the Shemini Kiyum for another couple of days. So she put on her old garments and so on and so forth. She wasn't counting, she wasn't thinking about the Shemini Kiyum. So that's one problem with that. And that's why he says they can't count those days now, unfortunately, because she had a Hesekadaz. And number two, a practical concern, maybe she really had Dama. We don't know. And we don't be able to tell because she wasn't wearing the right kind of garments. So there are really two issues. Okay, the Miltzoka says, well, one is a problem Hesekadaz, okay, that she wasn't paying attention to the Shemini Kiyum. And number two, the problem of Dam. So the Miltzoka is Machmer on this. So those who are more makel, again, these are just other sfeikas. All right. But that's the Pesach Chumash he's got in Gimel. He says that he quotes this, the Shua's Miltzoka. All right. One second. Yeah, another possibility may be, when did she find out? That may be an afkamina also. Okay, when did she find out that the friend made a mistake? If it's the very same day, someone else corrected her, so then perhaps the chumra of the miltzaka wouldn't apply, because even though she was mesir das for a short period of time, but it wasn't even a full day, right? She didn't miss a day. They told her later on that morning, no, this day counts. So now, if your concern was the dams, then maybe there is a concern because she no longer had white garments on. If your concern is Hesek Hadas, maybe there's no Hesek Hadas. So that's a possible nafkamina, in this machokas. If the toes came on Bo Bayom, it was corrected. Now, the friend told her, you got to wait now 5 days before counting the Shemini Kiyum. And an hour later, her other friend or the rabbi, whatever, told her, no, you don't. So she's corrected herself, no problem. So do we worry now that maybe during this hour, there was, if the concern was a concern of dam, so maybe the attacker was dam. So if you can't count the day, but if it's concerned, this has a das, maybe we wouldn't worry about Hesed Hadas in that case. All right, so that's just another, and again, some disagree with the whole Miltzoka, all right? Because, the Gemara doesn't have such a case. As a matter of fact, remember, one of the riots they bring against the Miltzoka, and we had the case of the woman who was the Chareshis, right? So we said that Chareshis can count, okay, through her friend. So what do you mean? So there was Hesek Hadas. The Chareshis person not mentally fully stable, and so on and so forth. And yet the counting counts. She certainly had a Hesek Hadas, right? She's not really alert enough to. So you see that the Hesek Hadas is not such a big. That's a big thing. Okay, that's the Miltzoka. Another interesting tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak is based on a Radvaz. Okay, this is also Megei Lamaisa sometimes, and hopefully again when people begin traveling. Time zone changes. Okay, if you're counting the Shiva Nikiyam. I'm not even talking about the international dateline, okay, which is own discussion, but a regular time zone. Okay, so the Radvaz has a tshuva, Chelek Aleph, and his tshuva is Siman Ayin Vav. Okay. He's talking about Shabbos, okay? He knew already, right? They knew enough that if you're coming from one direction, from another direction, you can meet, and one day, one person's count will be Friday, one person will be counted on Shabbos, right? He says, Shalom, Adir HaDaiti Binyan HaShabbos, Yesh Chilav Gadol, Ben HaShoktim HaMizok, HaShoktim HaMayr. He's not talking about meeting, okay? But we know that it's not Shabbos for everybody at the same time, right? I mean, we're 7 hours ahead. We're 7 hours behind, I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, right? So he's not talking about meeting. The extension of that is that case. Okay, the Tiferes, if you're interested in that subject, the Tiferes Yisrael, Rabbi Lifshitz, in Brooklyn, on the Mishnah, Yachon HaBoaz, the regular big Yachon HaBoaz Mishnah. Tiferes Yisrael, in the end of the first paragraph of Brooklyn, has a case. He talks about people who are in the business of hunting valfish. Wildfish is whales, whalers. So way up in the north of Scandinavia, that part of the world. Okay. So one guy came to the United States, another guy came from Europe. So their count is going to be different in terms of when Shabbos is, right? There's no night and day there, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, that's what there's no night and day. There's no, what they call Copenhagen, the land of the midnight sun or something like that. Or they have in Russia, the so-called white night, certain times of the year, right? It doesn't get dark at all, or get dark only a short period of time. I remember Rabbi Savalovsky, actually, once told me he was in Berlin, in Germany at the end of June. And Berlin is also very far north. So he said he was in some yeshiva that did a cheshbon that if he wanted to keep the latest time, the latest possible chumra time for, let's say, for Teisa Kochavim, the latest time for Teisa Kochavim was after the earliest time for Alos HaShachar. Because it just is not that much time to play with, not many hours to play with. Right? You can't have all the chumras. You can't have all the chumras. Anyway, so that's the issue the Ravaz was talking about, but he's not really talking about that because he was not aware quite of that. But in the 1600s, he was aware, obviously, that there's a difference between people who live here and there when Shabbos is, right? In Eretz Yisrael, it's every Saturday night, and we're still in Chant, okay? So he says, okay, people are mixed up about it and so on, but that's what it says, b'chol moshel seichem. Okay, that Shabbos nimso lechol echem yisrael shemar ki osi bein ebenechem and so on, and therefore he concludes alatzvichem on alomar ki Shabbos nita lechol echem yisrael kafima komo. It goes by where you are right now. Right, again, he doesn't deal with one of the places where there's no sunrise and sunset, but I mean wherever you are. So if you're in the United States, you know, New York, so then this is this month for Shabbos. In LA, that's this month for Shabbos. It goes by where you are. Okay, so in this connection, the Minchas Yitzchok. Dine Weiss and Edith Hardy's Rishon, Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Vov, Simon Pei Dalad, okay, raised the question, meaning Sur Shivan Akiyim, Beno Saas, Me Mokal, and Mokal. Okay, and he said, all right, he says, Hadvar Shev Oso, in the third line of 12, this is very practical, very not uncommon, I presume, but Isha Shanosar Eretz Yisrael, a woman's going to Eretz Yisrael, Beyom Hashvil, Sur Shivan Akiyim Shalom. She's going for the seventh day on Shivan Akiyim, she's traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now, when she gets there, because of the time difference, he has the time difference in the United States and Israel 6 hours, which I think it is right now, right? Because we changed the clocks, and they didn't. Oh, right now, I think it's 6 hours. When, did they go to the Shalom Kites yet? No, not sure. I think maybe after they said they do it. So right now, there's a 6-hour time difference in the United States and Eretz Yisrael. When I say it's, I mean New York, the East Coast, the Eastern time zone. Right? So that's what he's talking about. There's a 6-hour time difference. Okay, so therefore, she's going to get there as well. So she's going to have 6 hours less of her seventh day of the Shivan Akiyim, right? Because she's traveling now. It's already, already the next day, right? So now, could she go right away to the mikveh that night upon arriving in Eretz Yisrael, even though she didn't have 7 full 24-hour days? Nothing to do with the paletas, right? I'm just doing some other general sakas here. Right? She didn't have 7 full 24-hour units in terms of Shivan Akiyim. Because one of them was chopped short. I mean, you get the same question. Someone travels on a fast day, right? You go to Eretz Yisrael on a fast day, so your fast gets shortened, right? I mean, you come back, your fast gets lengthened, the same thing. So that's the issue he's dealing with in that tshuva. Because there was this concept of time zone. I mentioned in the past, I remember many years ago, when my oldest daughter was in Eretz Yisrael for the year. So it was a year where I think the first day of Pesach, not like this year, it was the first day of Pesach, but it was Sunday. The first day of Pesach was Shabbos, like Friday night. It was the first Seder. So that means the eighth day of Pesach was also Shabbos. So that's one of the years when we fall behind Eretz Yisrael in terms of the Parshas Shavuot. You know those years, right? We're behind for a little while until we catch up. Okay, so because they only have 7 days of Pesach. So for the first day of Pesach is Shabbos. So by them, the seventh day of Pesach is Friday. And then that next day, Shabbos, they go on to the Parshas Shavuot, whatever it is. Okay, where we have an 8-day Pesach, so we read the Pesach lightning, we then go on to the next Parshas Shavuot until the following Shabbos. Why don't we just double up the following Shabbos and catch up right away? We don't. Okay, different reasons we don't. So we're behind. The other way it can happen, by the way, is when Shavuot is Friday and Shabbos. Same problem. The Shavuot is Friday and Shabbos here. That's when Pesach is on Thursday. So Shavuot is Friday and Shabbos here. So in Eretz Yisrael, that Shabbos is a regular Shabbos. They go on to the Parshas Shavuot. We have it the second day of Yom Tov. So we have a Yom Tov lane, so we're going to be behind. So one year, I think it was the year that the Pesach on Shabbos, so my daughter was in Eretz Yisrael for the year. Then she came back in June at the end of the year. And I remember it was Parshas Bahalosa. So we were at the table Friday night in my house, and we were talking about the Parshas Shavuot. So my daughter said, you know, I heard this Parshas last Shabbos. She was in Eretz Yisrael. She heard Bahalosa the previous week. So one of my sons was little, so he said, what do you mean you heard this Parsha? How could you hear the Parsha last Shabbos? It's this week's Parsha. So she says, I explain, I don't know, Eretz Yisrael, they're a week ahead. She said, a week ahead. I thought there's 7 hours ahead. You know, go try and explain that to an 8-year-old, what that means. just too much. Well, you know, we'll explain it to you another time. A week ahead. I thought there's a few hours ahead. Anyway, but that's the Minchas Yitzchak. So anyway, he says it doesn't matter. It goes by wherever you are. Okay, he says not an issue. He says Tucha Litvol Ksher Lebala Techa Balala. Right up to say it's coming in Eretz Yisrael. All right, and that's how it works. And then he goes to the second paragraph and talks about the Osov Es Beno. Right, you have a din of Osov Es Beno. You're not allowed to shecht an animal the same day as you kill its mother. So the same problem. So, you have the cat, or the fact that you're not allowed to have Shivas till 8th day, right? You bring a carbon, Shivas Yom Niyot Tachas Imo, all these types of cases, even Bris Mila, even these cases, you have to wait, you know, for 24 hour units to go by. The answer is it goes by where you are. So, I just wanted to mention that. Okay, just two other shaker situation. It goes by where you are. The Shivan Nikim goes by where you are. Okay, now. The international dateline is a different issue because then you take a miss. Perhaps miss an entire day. Okay, international day was a little more complicated. But okay. Now, just to finish off this sieve, so the next question is there anything you can do? Is there anything you can do to. Is there anything you can do to avoid the problem of Polita Shipazera? That's the question. What do you want to get? What do you want to get rid of? You know, we Polita Shipazera. To get rid of the problem, but by doing what? By cleaning up. She'll clean herself thoroughly after she has tashma. She'll clean herself thoroughly. There's taka nothing coming out. Is that an option? Right. That's the question here. Is it an option to say that she should simply, if she wants, she can go ahead and clean herself thoroughly internally, and there won't be any plita shifas there. Is that so? There's a mission mikvah. It's parakas mission dalit. Well, isha shishim shabesa, and she had the tashmish, 13. The yard of a tavla below kibdas habayis. She did not clean herself. That's the case in the Gaul. So lo kila lo tavla. The Martinur explains, 14. Lo kinchas atzma ad shalo yishar bo lachlucha shal shikmazera. So that's kila lo tiva. The chashin and shema tifla tipa shikmazera. That's not the tefillah for neither purposes. It's for tumantara purposes, right? So we're afraid that she has to clean herself up. The implication of that is if she did, then maybe we can avoid the whole problem, like the ship was there, right? That's the point. So, and there's a Gemara need that we had at Mem Aleph Mem Beis, we had a reference to it, that the Azla Iyabikar Vatava Dilma Hadidikosa Shadisa. It's, you know, when you, while you're walking, when you're bending, and so on and so forth, maybe it knocks other things out. That's the case of a Chumra, so to speak. But will that do to get rid of any plate the ship was there? So the Ramban and Zilchus need in Perek Bey, again, so the Mishnah Mikvah says a woman had tashmish and she cleaned herself, so there's no zera there. It sounds like there'll be no concern if she did, okay? And I think Mara says even when she's walking, it can come out more quickly. And Ramban writes, and Zilchus need in Perek Bey is in Os Ches, first he talks about Paleta Shibuzera, fine, right? That day can't count, right? Also Yom Enosofarta can't count, the general din, okay? And then he talks about Sheish Onos, fine. But look at those tests in 16. Okay, if she ran around and moved a lot after the Tashmish, Yeruah Elisha ain't Choshish in law. Shekoma Sheish Olifa Polta Behilucha. So Ramban brings that option up. Okay? Now, Yeshar, Sheifos, in the first place, remember that? We had some post who said the whole issue of places was only proper Taurus. Anyway, but that's the Ramban. Okay, the Ramban says the halacha baragla can eliminate the problem. So halicha, very much, very conceivably, can help obviate the problem of politish mazara. The rush, in either parak dalet, 17, okay, it's parak dalet, and the rush writes, In Tirtza Lahashka Zom Yad, if she wants to start counting right away and not wait, the Mochas we also the day after she saw, to Kaneach Yofet, clean this up properly, but Mochal, Begadak, Lahafla, be a Kol Azra, right? Clean everything up internally. So, that, you know, he's not convinced. You look at the end of that Rosh in 17, I will Eno Borish, a Tifon HaKol, and a Hilo. He's not as convinced that Ramban just walking will do it automatically. The Rosh is not as convinced of that. Okay, but she can certainly clean herself in that part of the body, you know, to get rid of, you know, any zera, and then make there to be no polita issue. So that's how the Ramban says halicha helps. The Rosh says kinuach helps. Okay, the Shmuel at the Bais Aruch 18 by Zayin Sharhei talks about a combination of kinuach and hadocha. Okay, the expression uses kibda habayis, which is the Rosh and Saginor. Okay, and he quotes that Mishnah Mikvah. So look in the Bais Hakotzer. By Zayin Sharhei 19, Kincha Atzma Yofa Yofa, Chazaka Kol Nitzkabe V'lo Nishma Miklum. Okay, and therefore, Mona Mimachas Yotziyom Shekincha Atzma. That's what he says. Now she cleaned herself very well, you know, washed it out, and so on. That would take care of the problem also. The Sefer Truma, because Nida Simon Tzadi Hei, writes also, talks about again the Sheishen Onus, everything we said. Look at the second last line. Bim Rotza Lahasko Lishpo Lamachas V'yotam Oa Kesem Im Tirchatz Bechamin. Two things. Bathe in, you know, wash yourself over there in hot water to get rid of anything in warm water, and clean yourself out properly or remote or some kind of something insert internally, and that'll take care of the problem. That's how all the Rishonim say. The Smag also, 21, Sim Kufiyat Aleph, Lam Kufiyat Aleph, he says, now he says, Im Holcha Baraglea Ein Kan Vados. Just walking by itself, even though Ramban allowed it, the Smag writes, he's not so convinced that it's necessarily good enough. Okay, but okay, but he does say that washing kinuach and rochitza will help. And the Smag also in that same instance, Reish Tzadik Gimel 22, Achyesh Omer Shimrochta Heite Osa Makom B'Mayim Chamim. But then he throws in at the very end, last line of 22, the lesser, the ain under b'kiyum b'zeh. But he says we cannot rely on this because we're not bucky exactly how to do it, and I make sure we remove all the zerataka and so on and so forth. So Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the last simon here in Kuf Tzadivot, if you gimel, Aisha Shishimshon Mitosav Rosav Hakav Pasco Rotsa Lispar Mil Machars Rosav Tikaneach Yofa Yofa Chaver Pasin. She can wash very thoroughly that place B'moch or B'beged La'afu Kolazer O Tirchatz Ma'im Chaim. We had to have both Kinoach and Rechitzin Ma'im Chaim, and the Chaver seems to say either clean it out, clean the place out, clean that part of the body out thoroughly, or bathe in warm water and so on. And then the Ramah says the Yesh Omrim. The ain honor b'kiyum b'zman hazeh v'ain lismo chazeh v'hachi nahog. Okay? And now, that's especially true, says the Ramah, the Ashkenazi practice, because the Arei Kvar Nitzbor sh'anu nahog l'hamtem afilo shim shakal. Remember the low plug from the previous sif, right? The low plug was, we say, you better wait even if she didn't have any tashmish at all. So certainly, if you have to wait and not have any tashmish at all, then certainly you're not going to say, well, she cleans herself out, it'll be okay. No, it's part of the low plug. Culture came with Haigab. You hear the Ramah's point. And what's at least Lididan, according to Ashkenazim, that we wait, you know, for Kashash or plate the Shikla Zerah is a low plug, even if she didn't have Tashmish at all, perhaps even if the husband wasn't in the town. So then certainly, if they talk ahead Tashmish and Ash just wants to clean herself, that's not going to work. Okay, and the Ramah concludes by writing, Bechol haporitz geta bedvarm el mokum shogla hafmish v'yishakhanu nochot. Yishakhanu nochot, so plastic, you know. If you break the rules in this area, you get bit by a snake. It's a very serious issue. Okay, we have been hugging, and that's it. Now, I'm not sure, on the Sfaradim, maybe they do rely on the Mechaber's Pshat. It was the Smak, who was an Ashkenazi in 22, and it's Reish Tzadik Gimel, who said, lesser the ain on the Bekim, and that's what Ramon says, we're not Bekim. The Mechaber didn't quote that, so I'm not sure. I don't remember. I looked in Ravadia, the Sfaradim Poskim, whether they rely on this kula or not, not sure.
Okay. I believe Rav Avadya does use it.
I think so. I thought so also. It makes sense. Okay, but that's what I thought. I just didn't have to look it up. All right. Now, so that's it. So again, if a Chaver says a woman had tashmish and saw dam, And then stops, you can clean that area well to get rid of any zera. Our Amos says we're not pekin and so on and so forth. The Shach doesn't like the Ramos Kalif. Ramos had a logical argument. Ramos said, well, we Ashkenazim are machmer, even if they didn't have tashmish at all, certainly we're not going to be making it in this area. But the Shach in Kafei 24 says, you know, it's not the same thing. Okay, the Hasal Shach should be kiyas. Because we know, lo shimsha, ato shimsha. The Shach says, I can understand Xera. Shimsha, ato, lo shimsha, ato shimsha. Fine. Okay, but here we're talking about someone knowing how to actively get rid of it. May not be the same thing. I'm not sure I understand this. I mean, I understand what the Shach is saying. Okay, the Shach is saying he doesn't like Ramos' comparison, you know, but you know, he says, and maybe we can rely on the Evid, you know, if she messed up her count. So I mean, I know what the Shach is saying. He's saying they made it zero, lo shimsha, onto shimsha. That's got nothing to do with logic. And that, here it's a din, and can she clean herself out? So if she can, then she can. One's got to do the other. At the end of the day, and Ramon is Machmer, the Sidri Tara, you know, says also, quotes that Shach, and says, if the woman messes up, or messes up her count, so then also we can rely on this Lechatchila also, on cleaning up and so on. Okay. Just a couple other things quickly, and we'll finish up. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan mentions something else, okay, not from our case, in our Simmons, in Membeis. He says there's some women, he mentions, he summarizes the issue, and then he says something else. He says women who are trying to become pregnant, okay, they don't go to the Beis HaMerchatz for 3 days after Tevila, okay, because the water somehow, the assumption was somehow going into the Beis HaMerchatz will destroy, the water will destroy the Zera, okay. So therefore, he said it's such a practice. And he writes, Kol Isha Nizharis Mekol Elu Tavala Bracha. Right? Maybe the Zera still functions, quote unquote, swims around, and therefore she become pregnant. And now by taking a bath, you know, she's destroying the Zera. Again, he's talking about that when, you know, on the other end, the woman becoming pregnant, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the water destroyed the Zera. Right? And that's really the Aruch HaShulchan didn't originate that. The Drisha said this in Sukkot, in Oshei 27. He says, you know, Shamati Mimori, the Ishal Tichnas, Tokyo Yom Achtuos, the Merchat, the early high time, the Hunger, Ancient Saberis, and some of the best. So that's the best time to become pregnant and ends up ruining the pregnancy. Okay. The Rav Kalim, the Tshuva, that's a question we rely on us and so on. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the Tshuva is Rav Kalim, that's a Ben Ish Chai. His Tshuva is Chelek Dalet, we'll finish up. The Chelek Erades in Yud Zayim also mentioned that this business of a woman shouldn't go to the bathhouse to bathe because it ruined the Zera. I'm not sure biologically or scientifically, assume it does ruin the Zera or not, but he also brought that up. The place, again, living in the 1700s, the Ebershit said it's the whole thing, not a problem. Okay, because whatever zero is taken in by the body is not going to be affected by the water. He disagrees with the whole thing. He says, on the third line, it says, placing in Sukkot Mechaz 29, Rob zero, haroi laheroi, niklat teichen. Okay? Masha niklat lo yoil, chal rechitza, whatever is taken in, you know, the sperm fertilizes the egg, and so it's not going to be impacted. And therefore, he said, it's mutal rechot. So, all right, that's an interesting issue. The last couple of things I just printed here, simply because... I'm not going to go into great detail about it now, just to finish up, nowhere else to put it really. But it also talks about since we're talking about the sperm being affected and so on and so forth. So there's an interesting question about, you know, if you have to test sperm. Okay, if a male, you know, what can a male do if the sperm has to be tested and so on in terms of Zera Lamatola? That's the concern here. So just, again, it's not, that's the end of the simon. It's not in the simon per se, but I just put it here because it's related. Sort of incidentally to this question of the Zera being Niklat and so on, the Zera being destroyed by water. So I just stuck this in here. So the Chaim Ozer is a Tshuva already. Tshuva Zachiezer, the Chaim Ozer Gazensky in Vilna. Chela Gimel Simon Chav Dalet Oz Dalet. Alvar Shazor was Avrech Chav, 10 years couldn't have children and so on and so forth. And Alpidivar Rofim Nira Shamanim Eito. And the doctors figure out the problems with him, not with her, the problem with him. So now they want to check the zera. So now, can he produce the zera? We usually assume zera levatola is anything other than to having relations, right? Now, it doesn't mean you have to be able to become pregnant as well. Let's say when a woman is pregnant, the woman is already pregnant, she can't become pregnant again. So you know that when you're having beer with her, that zera is quote unquote levatola, because it's not going to become pregnant. She already is pregnant. Right? You can't become pregnant twice at the same time. So it's, that zera is not going to fertilize the egg. She's not producing the egg. She's pregnant already. And we don't say that you can't be with your wife when she's pregnant. So, but that's not called zera levatola, because that's part of the normal. That's not levatola. That's part of normal relations. So that's the question here. And the Chaim Ozer writes in the third line of 30. Okay. And he said this is a tikkun for the mitzvah purubu. There's no chashash, and he says klolo shel davar. She shlishma adiri shlosh that shulis yavetz. I thought that she was earlier. The kasher the ef should be grama, and if he can't bring the produce zera, he can even do it via diet. He can even, you know, with his hand, he can cause himself to be aroused and produce zera. But there are tasha they nar take mivada mutter and through something else. It's mutter. That's the five Moser writes already. You know, the early part of the 20th century. Moshe later in Igris Moshe Avinezer Chelak Alef Siman Ayin 31 also talks binyan bedikas zera. Is a problem of Zera Batala, but the situation there is maybe the situation there. I think is somebody we don't know if he's royal or holid. Can he get married to a Jewish girl? So he said that's pretty mutter to find out. You know, yeah. So he also allows it. Okay. He says live over base of rope.
Was mater to the moti be a dayim?
Chaim Moses said, even if it's if there's no other way to do it, Echad the Yef Shem Grom. On the last line of 30. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, the Yef. Okay. And the problem is sometimes it'll have normal beer and it'll collect some of the zera by the time they get it to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? So they can't test it or do what they have to do.
Uh-huh.
With the time delay. Okay. That Moshe says. You know, Moshe says, it also says, you have to do it. You know, in Zelo, look at the last line, the first paragraph 31. In Zelo, Tov, Lodika, Azia, Rasha, Lodosh, Mivis, Nimlis, and Mikut, the talk back book. Okay, to put in, you know, you should ejaculate in some sort of a container. Okay, and, but he doesn't. Now you might think, okay, so why don't you bring your wife to the doctor's office and have a relationship with her in the back of the room? So he doesn't like it. The libel of a base, Harofi, Barofi, Kabbat, is there, Mea, Isha. Okay, if that'll work, but it's I think it's a preacher's supposed to be that. I picked it for the two again. I don't want to, you know, belabor the point, but if you're interested in the subject, Rav Moshe Feinstein is another two, but that was that was Ebenezer Chelik Aleph Simon Ayan, Ebenezer Chelik Beis, Simon Test Zion, Bizarre Test, Sharofi Tarek, you know, Lassos and so on. But Rav Moshe does write in this two. You shouldn't give up hope right away. You shouldn't, you know, just you can't get pregnant right away. Oh, half a year is going by, and it's not pregnant, we have a problem. Love Dafkin. Okay, he says, you see, Omer, she looking at the end, she chake, wait to do it for 5 years, okay, or if you, at some point, Torah Godel. Okay, and Tzitz Eliezer has a lot of tshuvas on these types of topics. So, I printed here, he has 10 rules or 11 rules. This is a Chuvas Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Test in a Nun Aleph, what's called Kuntras Refuah Mishpacha Shara Aleph, Sikum in the summary. So Aleph, Mutu Lebala, says Mishma Zera, and so on. Beza Derech HaKala, the best way to do it is, you know, that the doctor should take it out of the wounds, you know, that the way he said, not in the her house, but afterwards. Okay, if they can't do that, like here's a whole, he quotes a Moshe Feinstein, okay, you know, he has different column as to how to do it, all right? Vav is, maybe your question. Okay, but preferably into some sort of a kli of some sort. Anyway, again, these are extraordinary circumstances. So if the question comes up, you know, you have to deal with the question, you know, when it does go up. Okay, and
did anybody talk about her being moved before him?
For what?
That his wife being motzi for him?
I don't remember seeing that. It doesn't mean it's not there. But that's opposed to him doing a dime. As opposed to him doing me a daima. I'm not sure. Yeah, I hear that. It's probably the same thing, really. Probably should be the same thing. Not sure. Okay, anyway, can look at these two reserves in that summer. I'm sure there's other stuff, but the case comes up. It's a case-by-case basis. Okay? All right, so we'll stop over here. That concludes this Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. So people interested, they want to go to the case of tomorrow. Are people here? People around? Yeah? Okay, so I'm going to share in the open space of tomorrow. That'll be it.